Each October, I begin a private ritual. Now, it's not private meaning I can't tell you about it. It's private meaning my ritual must be practiced away from other people, except for a select few who share this unique quirk with me. You see, in October, I begin listening to Christmas music. It has to be a private ritual because my wife doesn't want to hear 3.5 months of Christmas music. So for 2 months, I wear headphones, I sing alone in the car, and I do crank up the jukebox when no one else is home. I got this habit from my father. He always started Christmas music early. Not exactly October early, but always early. And it was his explanation that he just needed the extra time to get in a good enough mood for Christmas. My mom agreed with him. It's become important for me, this Christmas music early thing. And often I will explain it to folks that it's the only way I get to enjoy Christmas before Christmas becomes all about work. Christmas is not a holiday I get off. It gets very work-focused, and so it's nice to have a little bit of time that's just about me and baby Jesus before it's about Advent and candles and planning things and scheduling. But this week I was reminded again of the real reason I listen to Christmas music so early. My soul needs it. My soul needs the songs of Christmas. I'm not talking about Rudolph, Frosty, or Jingle Bell Rock here. Now, those are fun and all, but what my soul needs is the music of Christmas that tells the Christmas story, that tells God's story, and that tells our story. Angels we have heard on high. Silent night, the first Noel, it came upon a midnight clear. You know, our Christmas songs. In the words and melodies of Christmas music, I find powerful expressions of the gifts of Christmas. The hope, the peace, the love, the joy, the gifts we remember each week as we light our Advent wreath and gather to prepare ourselves for Christmas together. These Christmas songs are so powerful because they tell the Christmas story. And with it, they tell God's story. And with that, they tell our story. The Christmas story they tell is of a scared young mother-to-be who travels with her scared young husband-to-be to a little town called Bethlehem, where there was no room in the inn, where they will have their baby away in a manger on a silent night. They'll be visited by shepherds who heard Noels and Gloria in Excelsis Deo and promises of peace on earth from herald angels on high. This is our Christmas story. And within our Christmas story is God's story. God's story of coming to be with us. That's what that word Emmanuel means. It's about God being with us amidst the hopes and fears of all the years that are not only being met, but encountered by a loving God who says, I am here with you. It's God's story of a people who, when they feel alone and in exile, now, people who see God coming to set us free from oppression, free from judgment, free from our own mistakes. It's God's story. And within the Christmas story and within God's story, we can find our story. Maybe we, like Mary, are scared and judged by society. Maybe we, like Joseph, are overwhelmed by big decisions and life changes that we didn't necessarily sign up for. Maybe we, like the shepherds, are on the edges of life and overlooked by so many. Maybe we're like the innkeepers and just haven't made room yet for God's arrival. We can find our story in the Christmas story. And the Christmas story also reminds us that God worked for good. God worked for good with and through all of those peoples, all the parts of the story, just as God will work for good with and through us. But perhaps we're paralyzed. Perhaps we are paralyzed by the hopes and fears. Perhaps those we love have exiled us, or perhaps we've exiled them. Perhaps our addictions or poor choices are leaving us feeling imprisoned. Perhaps we just desperately feel alone, even though we're surrounded by countless people. And to our story, to that story, God reminds us that not only does God understand, But God loves us enough to be with us through it all and guide us to something better. Our songs, our Christmas music tells us these stories. And the music sets the hope and the peace and the love and the joy to melodies that can reach into our very emotional center and help us feel something that words alone cannot accomplish. That's why we need Christmas music. And this week certainly brought that to bear. Regardless of the happenings of the world, the theme of today's service was going to be peace. That's what the second week of Advent is around here. It's the week we talk about peace. The call to worship, the Advent lighting script, they were already written. The scriptures were already chosen. The prayers were already printed. And then Wednesday afternoon, the news started rolling in. The people of San Bernardino, California were under assault. And once again, our sense of safety and desire for normalcy was under assault. Honestly, I am without words. And what really makes me sick is that this is happening so often, so regularly, that I already have a senseless violence right before Christmas sermon written. I've got several of them. Last year, we had to address the killing of young black men in the streets at the hands of those sworn to protect people. The Advent before that, it was the shooting at Arapahoe High School right down the road in Denver. The Christmas before that, it was the shooting of 20 children and 6 teachers at a school in Newtown, Connecticut. Happy Advent. I would ask what's up with December, but I have responding to tragedy sermons for every month of the year and every season in the church calendar. There are moments it is so overwhelming, I just feel like the world is broken and I don't know what to do. And that's part of the Christmas story too. That is, hear the prophet Micah as he shares what our scriptures call a dirge and lament. For this I will lament and I will wail. I will go barefoot and without clothing. I will make a lamentation with the jackals and mourn amongst ostriches. For the wound is incurable. It has come to our home. It has reached the gates of our people, to all that God loves. For the wound is incurable. I share this little snippet from earlier in Micah because I wanted you to have a sense of the desperation of God's people. They were under constant siege. They lived amidst perpetual violence, and they suffered from fatigue after decades of war. The world felt broken, and they didn't know what to do. And then Micah writes these words. But you, O Bethlehem, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from the ancient of days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth, and then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they, the people, shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. For he shall be the one of peace. The Christmas story, God's story, is one of peace coming into a broken world when no one knew what to do anymore. Amidst violence, extreme polarization, warring madness, famine, and illness, the promise comes. God's people, all people, shall live secure. For he shall be great to the ends of the earth. He shall be the one of peace. This promise is the old familiar carol, the mild, sweet refrain repeating, of peace on earth and goodwill to all. You see, this is the Christmas story. This is God's story, and it arrives again to become a part of our story once more. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail. The right prevail with peace on earth, goodwill to all. Our songs tell us these stories. They set the hope and peace and love and joy to melodies that reach to our most emotional center and help us feel something that words alone cannot accomplish. And so I invite you to listen to songs of peace. Songs that recount God's active presence with us, fulfilling the human longing for hope and peace and love and joy, the gifts we receive this season. Open up your heart and hear them, that they might bring healing and wholeness to your soul.